You are with myself, Tess Connery, and it is time to take a look back at the week that was. It's been a doozy this week, and from the newsroom, Jeff Field joins me now to run us through what you may have missed. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it does feel like it's been a really big news week, doesn't it?
It has. I mean, Every week you come in and you do this, and you're like, back on Monday, this happened. And I sit back, I'm like, oh, damn, that was Monday?
Things move so quickly in the news cycle.
I know, but like this week I've taken, I did a quick skim of sort of the last couple of days' worth of notes that I've had, and I was like, oh, that was Wednesday.
I know. So. So on that note, let's go back to Monday.
Take us back.
Okay, well, the possible trade war between China and the United States is on a hold, with both countries promising to stop punitive import tariffs. In March this year, Donald Trump announced plans to impose tariffs on Chinese imports, mainly steel and aluminium. Now, Beijing threatened retaliation with tariffs on U.S. imports. So guess what?
What?
The deal's not happening. There you go.
Theme of the week.
Exactly. Liberal backbencher Susan Ley introduced a private members' bill to Parliament that, if passed, would see the live sheep export trade phased out. Now, the bill has the support of three Liberal MPs, Labor and Greens, but it's definitely by no means assured. In fact, I heard Joel Fitzgibbon from the Labor Party saying, well, maybe in 5 years' time we could work towards this.
Oh, we could work towards it in 5 years.
That's a hell of a lot of sheep being mistreated.
Yeah, God.
So, look, kudos to Susan Ley and the other people involved in this. Also, we had the, how could I forget this one? Telstra had a big mobile phone data outage. New South Wales police even warned that it may affect those trying to call 000. They still haven't apologised. They have apologised, but they haven't told us what's gone wrong.
One of the, I think, most concerning, well, I mean, other than people not being able to contact 000, because that's a whole other issue. But one of the things I saw in the light of this was in the Northern Territory, because of the Telstra outage, they lost track of about 18 criminals wearing ankle bracelets. The ankle bracelets went offline, and there was they just lost track of these people.
Oh my God.
For the hour or whatever that Telstra was down. Not
that's
good.
That's something I hadn't heard.
I saw that come up a couple of days after it had happened.
There you go. You learn something new every time you listen to News of the Week. And look, I've got scribbled here, Royal Wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we really need to say anything about that. They were out doing something the day after they had been married.
I think
it was a nice tea in the gardens at Windsor Castle or something like that. All right, moving on to Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the US is imposing the strongest sanctions in history on Iran. In a speech in Washington, America's top diplomat says Iran would be battling to keep its economy alive after the sanctions took effect. It seems the US is just like everywhere at the moment. China, Russia, Iran. Well, they're not going to North Korea now.
Well, no.
We know that this morning.
God.
Also, the government's planned tax cuts to company tax have been dealt a blow after One Nation withdrew its support for the plan. Pauline Hanson's three senators will backflip against the proposal, citing disappointment at a number of coalition policies, including debt reduction and coal-fired power. Plus, they also had asked for a big cut in immigration and weren't given the cut.
Well,
which could be a big reason why they decided not to support the tax cuts. But anyway. And also, I know this upset a few people, but actor and cancer campaigner Samuel Johnson came out and criticised some street collectors who are known as chuggers. These are the people that are actually paid by big companies to get donations, and a lot of the money ends up never getting to the charities. But there are a lot of good charities out there, but I'm glad that Sam called out these bad people out there. I always ask how much of the money is going to go to the charity.
And I think that's the best way around it too, because what meets the eye, there doesn't seem to be a discernible difference between the companies where your donation is going straight, companies, the charities where your money goes is going straight to the charity, and the ones where it potentially isn't.
Yeah. I personally have charities that I give to directly. Now, that's my choice. But if you are one of these people that does give to people on the streets, my advice would be to ask, where's the money going?
Because you it's do want it to simple. Go straight to the
and
charity.
And if they can't tell you, keep walking. On Wednesday, calls were increasing for Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson to stand aside after he was found guilty of covering up allegations of child abuse. This story went right around the world, one of the highest-ranked Catholics. The CEO of Catholic Social Services Australia, Father Brennan, told the ABC he should step down. And not surprisingly, abuse survivors say he has to go to jail.
Yeah, good.
To set an example. So he'll be sentenced, later in June. So,
oh, that's pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. Here she is again. One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, has defended her backflip on the government's tax cut plans, claiming they're leaving poorer Australians behind and only helping the big multinationals.
We really can't escape Pauline, can we?
No, we can't. And lava from the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii has crept towards a geothermal power plant, prompting workers to shut down facilities amid fears of deadly gases. And by the way, a lot of people are thinking, this small island, Hawaii. This is the big island in Hawaii.
Yeah, not good.
No, I was there a couple of years ago. Massive place. Like, it's not some tiny little island. This is a massive island with a huge population. And, it's literally on fire.
And even if it was one of the smaller islands, still be taking out people's homes and all sorts of things. But, yeah, it's... Like you said, it's the big one.
Absolutely. Now, Thursday, I wasn't here yesterday. You might have to help me here. So I'm reading Max's notes here. But look, the search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 will end next year after Malaysia's new transport minister announced the government will call off the search when the current deadline runs out on the 29th of May. It must be really emotionally galling for the families and relatives of people killed in that crash. So many conspiracy theories.
Heartbreaking.
So many answers that haven't been answered.
Really heartbreaking. I feel
awful.
Like the MH370 may wind up in some ways resembling wrecks like potentially the HMAS Sydney or the Titanic, where in 70 years, like, where there's still going to be a team who may not be publicly funded, but people are still going to look for it, and then hopefully not in 70 years, but at some point down the track, it will be found. I have faith that it will eventually be found, but
I hope so, Tess.
Not, yeah. I don't think this time around, but no. I have hope.
Okay. The ABC maintains moves to force it to disclose the salaries of staff earning more than $200,000 a year would open it up to poaching by rival commercial networks. Legislation before Parliament is set to force the ABC and SBS to reveal the earnings of the highest paid presenters. Does that mean commercial radio and TV stations should also have a disclosure board as to how much everyone earns?
Well, very, I feel like what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but I do see the argument, public money obviously going to the ABC. Still, not too sure how I feel about that.
And look, let's finish with Donald Trump. A federal judge in New York has ruled that President Donald Trump may not legally block Twitter users because doing so violates their right to free speech under the First Amendment of the Constitution.
He is so
big on First Amendment, isn't he?
So funny.
The right to bear arms. So you can have the right to troll Donald Trump on Twitter.
I love that. It's now a legal right. Legal right? I don't know. One of my favorite people to follow on Twitter is Chrissy Teigen, and he had blocked her.
Yeah.
And the first thing she did was tweet, "Well, well, well, at Donald Trump. We meet again." And I lost it.
Although I did hear that apparently Congress is looking at changing that law, which this seems to be the Trump's way of handling things. He doesn't like it, so he changes the law.
Well, I mean, after the initial ha ha ha, Trump's not legally allowed to block people on Twitter, after the initial hilarity, I did have to wonder what sort of precedent that might set.
Because, look, as much as I dislike Donald Trump, there would have to be ways. You think, teenagers or vulnerable people getting abusive messages, surely they're going to be allowed to block these trolls.
We had
to laugh at that particular story.
Oh, that's
but
hilarious.
There are implications.
Yeah, like, does it extend to all politicians? Yeah. Does it just extend to American politicians? I don't know. It'll be one to watch. But in the meantime, Donald Trump's not legally allowed to block people.
And that was the week that was.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field there from the 2SCR Newsroom.